In the ancient world of duels and swords, in the modern world and athletic competition of fencing, before the duel begins, the fighters are called to be on guard, to be ready, to raise their swords, to prepare their bodies, to strike and to parry on guard. That's what Jesus will say to us this morning. Swords up, family. Stance ready, family. Life will not necessarily be easy. Temptations internally and externally, pressures will come. And if you're caught with your sword in your sheath, you're over. But if you're ready, on guard, then you may and you will withstand the onslaught. What a great two words for us to think about. On guard! Be prepared. Be ready. During Lent, we're going to follow with Jesus. We're going to pretty much track through Luke chapter 12. This is vintage Jesus teaching. There is volumes of books in Jesus' name. There are hundreds and thousands of posts in Jesus' name which would cause you to think that following Christ is something easy. That boy, if you sign on to Jesus, everything's gonna go well. Your bank account's gonna go up. Your car's gonna be really shiny. Your marriage is gonna be awesome. Your kids are gonna be the A number one students. And life is gonna be just plain sweet. And unfortunately, most of that stuff is weeds and chaff. Following Jesus is not easy. The wonder of Jesus, though, is he doesn't leave us unprepared. He took his disciples, he took the crowds even, and he said to them over and over again, in this way and in that way, on guard, be prepared. These things will come your way. Listen as we begin reading Luke chapter 12. Beginning in verse 1. It says, meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered, so that they were trampling on one another. Get a picture of this. I mean, the crowds are just pushing in on Jesus. It sounds to me like Jones Beach on a summer day, where you can't even move. So they were trampling on one another, and Jesus began to speak, first to his disciples, saying, if you'll allow me to add, on guard! Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, nor hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear, in the inner rooms, will be proclaimed from the rooftops. On guard! I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after your body has been killed, has authority to throw you into hell. Yes. I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. I tell you, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But on guard! Whoever disowns me before others will be disowned before angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. On guard, Jesus says. When you are brought before synagogues, rulers, and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you will say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what to say. Folks, following Jesus isn't easy. It doesn't mean that everything in life is going to be rosy. That your boss is going to love your integrity. That your employees are going to follow you without question. That our kids will be perfect. That life's going to be great. That comforter is going to be just right. Following Jesus is a labor of love. Jesus warned his people. Here we have 4 warnings that we're going to walk through in a minute. But Jesus reminded us throughout his teaching that in the world you will have trouble, Jesus said. But take heart. I have overcome the world. That's John 16. So today in this teaching, with crowds literally climbing all over each other to get near Jesus, he warns them, he calls them to be on guard. And the first thing he calls us to be on guard against is what he calls the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. And then he goes on to say some pretty stunning words. Nothing is concealed that will not be disclosed, nor hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight. What you have whispered in the ear in the inner room will be proclaimed from the roof. Hypocrisy. Being one thing on the outside and being something very different on the inside. And Jesus says, fear the yeast of the Pharisees. He once called the Pharisees whitewashed tombs. In fact, this is what he said. He said, woe to the teachers of the law and the Pharisees, you hypocrites. He said it right to their face. You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of bones of the dead and everything unclean. That's a picture of hypocrisy, where we have a well-coiffured body. Our persona is, you know, just right. But inside, we are a very different person. Folks, we all have that tendency. We all have the tendency to put the good show on. But hypocrisy is worse than that. Hypocrisy isn't just trying to put our best self forward. Hypocrisy is really trying to dupe people into believing we are someone we are not. There's no substance, only appearance. One of the most, probably the most famous and largest ship of the day was the Queen Mary. It would cross the ocean as this stately vessel. And after four decades of service, which included service in World War II as a troop carrier, this majestic ship was to be turned into a hotel and a museum on Long Beach, California. After they brought her into the dock, the men began to work on the ship and clean up the ship to ready her for her kind of final duty. If you remember the ship, she had those tall masts, not masts, like smokestacks, three of them in an elegant. And as they began to clean those, they began to crumble. They were originally made of 3/4-inch steel. But over the course of her life, all of the steel rotted away, and all that was left was the 30-plus coats of paint that had been put on her over the years. Hypocrisy is when there's beauty, but no substance. As they touched those, they began to crumble. And a life of hypocrisy will eventually crumble. And if not in this life, when the person stands before the Maker. So friends, it calls us to say, who are we? When you grab your briefcase or whatever you take to work and you put on that work persona, who are you? Are you a person of integrity? Or are you just trying to fool the people around you into believing you're something you're not? What about in your homes? Do you make it look like home is just wonderful and you're Ozzie and Harriet or whoever you want to be, but inside it's just full of bickering and coldness? Who are you with your children, if you have children? Who are you with your friends? Are you the kind of person who loves on a friend in a moment, but then the next thing you know, you're over there going, hypocrisy. Folks, it's much better to be honest, to be a broken human being in need of help from God and from others, than to pretend we're some pillar, but we're really only paint and no steel. On guard, Jesus says, because we're all tempted to try to be somebody we are not. On guard, Jesus says, fear the right people. Too often we fear the wrong people. This text has bothered me for years, literally for years. I didn't understand it. It's only in about the last year that I actually got this text and I said, I don't understand why I didn't get it. Jesus says, I tell you, my friends, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body and after that can do no more. Who's he talking about? He's talking about other human beings. The worst thing someone can do to us is to kill us, either physically or emotionally or, you know, work-wise. They can write a report that just kills your life. That's the worst thing that person can do to you. It's bad. It is not good. But it has no eternal effect. Jesus says, but I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after your body has been killed, has authority to throw you into hell. Yes, Jesus says, I tell you, fear him. Jesus is telling us to fear God more than people. People can do nasty things to us. But when this life is over, they have no more control. God, however, has control throughout the next life. And this is a call to fear God. Not simply to revere him, but to have a bit of honest fear. You can see how the text is building. You know, hypocrisy. Why? Because he knows what we say in those quiet rooms. He knows what we think that we don't even let through our lips, but we think it. And he's the one we need to be fearing. On guard, Jesus says. Fear the right people. It's a tough one for me. I like to be liked. I'd much rather be liked than disliked. But sometimes what Jesus calls me to do, how Jesus calls me to act, makes me unlikable to somebody. They hated Jesus. He reminded us that they may very well hate us as well. On guard. Who are you fearing? But notice that he doesn't leave it with that terror. Yes, we are to fear God, but in that same teaching, he also reminds us what? You are someone of huge value to God. Are not sparrows sold 5 for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. So yes, we are to fear God. But it's a fear that's born out of who he is and the power he has. But even as we fear this God, we are to remember that to him, we have huge value. He is not the capricious tyrant ruler who may just blaze through that town and slaughter people like we see happening in our world today. He deserves to be feared, but please, even as you keep that honest fear. Remember, he loves you. He died for you. He cares for you. But he's still not one to be trifled with. I tell you, Jesus says, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before angels. But on guard, whoever disowns me before others will be disowned before angels. Be on guard against giving up. Folks, the faith isn't easy. We are going to be tested in ways that we don't expect, don't understand, and sometimes are afraid we can't pass that test. And a lot of times we just want to give up, to bail. I'm done. I don't need it anymore. I want to go the easy route. I want to be liked by everyone. And Jesus warns us, don't disown him. Don't give up. Don't give in to the pressure to stop. Every one of us in this room will face those kinds of pressures. It'll be different in how it comes to you than to me. What your breaking point might be in one area is something no big deal for me. But go around the corner to another area, and what you think is a snap could be the worst thing in the world for me. Basically, Jesus is saying, don't bail. Don't give up. Don't give in. Sometimes we need to know that. See, Jesus is really doing us a favor here. Because if you expect life to be easy, when a trouble comes, you know, it sends your head spinning. I have a friend who's a coach. And he is one of those kind of get in your face, tough on you kinds of people. But he tells his team that right up front. If you want to play for me, if you want to make it in this world, I am going to push you. I will at times be hard on you. But I will bring out the best in you, and I will always believe in you. And he really is able to do those two things. And I would much rather play for somebody like that, who's up front with me and says, here's the rules of the game, than someone who keeps changing the rules all the time. Jesus says life could be tough, but be on guard. Don't give in. And finally, Jesus says, when you are threatened. Notice this last paragraph. When you are brought before synagogues, rulers, and authorities, don't worry. And I highlighted, as I was reading that, the word when. Jesus' final on guard is when you are tempted. Remember, I am with you. It's not a matter of if. Now, we may not be called into the police station. You know, we are blessed in this country. We do have freedom of religion. And that's a privilege that is for all people. But we shouldn't be surprised when the world comes after us, because the world doesn't get the Christian faith. And when that stuff happens, Jesus says, be on guard. But understand in that moment, I'll give you the move. I'll show you what to do. Because it'll be my power through you. And by the way, he doesn't say, we get out of jail. He just says, I'll give you the words. He gave Stephen the words, but he still was martyred. Following Jesus isn't easy. And if people try to sell you something that says it is, lift your swords. Be on guard, because the Master himself says, on guard. But even as it is difficult at times to walk that road, I remind us of those words I shared earlier, John 16. Jesus says, I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. I have won the victory. In the end, you win through faith in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. God, I wish it were a different way. I mean, just very personally, I wish it would be an easy road, a fun road, an all's good in Jesus land road. But you warn us to be on guard. On guard against the temptation to be someone we're not. To be on guard against fearing the wrong voices. To be on guard against giving up. And to be on guard when we are accused. I pray, Lord, we would take you at your word, that we would lift our swords and be ready to live for you. Thank you for this warning. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you for grace and mercy and for always being with us. We pray this, Jesus, in your blessed and powerful name. Amen.